Barbadians living in the United States and those seeking entry are being advised not to panic regarding President Donald Trump's reveal of what he terms the big, beautiful bill, but continue to follow procedures. The bill points to increases in visa application fees among sweeping changes in line with a new direction on domestic policy in the U.S. However, Barbados Consul General in New York, Lorenzo Harewood, said they're continuing their efforts to share accurate information with the diaspora on the issue.
We just ask that they be extremely vigilant in terms of ensuring that they have the correct documentation to proceed to the location, ensure that their documents are very much valid and up to date, and just proceed. We have not had any, from where I sit, any significant concerns with regards to maltreatment in a gross manner of persons from Barbados coming through to New York. It has not reached my attention, to be quite honest. So I think once persons continue to do what they are supposed to do, if they have the documents, show the documents, and basically come through to the port to enjoy a wonderful country and get back to Barbados safely, if that is the cause.
In relation to concerns raised by some Barbadian students, Mr. Harewood also said there remains a positive outlook.
We've had to discuss with many students who are already up here, well registered, well within the thresholds of what is required of them, to let them know that, you know, honestly, there is nothing with regards to the policy that we have seen and that will affect you if you're already currently enrolled. And that is consistent to the message that was sent by the Ministry of Education a few weeks ago. Also, for those who may have been affected had not received their interviews or their visas as yet, our message is very much consistent to that from the ministry, which is to basically consider all options in terms of alternatives so that they can not be hampered in terms of the quality education that they're seeking in institutions beyond the shore.
Barbados' Consul General in New York, Lorenzo Harewood. The Family Law Council is calling for the establishment of a children's authority in Barbados under the Hague Convention on Child Abduction and Protection. Chair of the Council, Justice Cicely Chase, made the appeal during a judicial and stakeholders training program on international child abduction. Justice Chase noted that Barbados is behind in implementing the necessary framework, stressing that the Children's Authority is a critical institution for upholding and advancing the rights of children.
Barbados may well be behind in its implementation and establishment of the Children's Authority, which is a crucial institution to the furtherance of children's rights and best interests in Barbados are to be put in place. Therefore, in this training session, we look forward to Ignacio Gokuchia bringing us up to date on what is happening with the 1996 Convention and the importance of establishing the Children's Authority as soon as possible, and to see not only if it can be set up, but how it can be expedited as a matter of extreme urgency so that Barbados can come in line with contracting states, our regional and international jurisdictions.
She stressed the importance of collaboration between participating states.
As Barbados presses ahead with robust law reform, it is hoped that the convention, which Barbados has acceded to, will assist with the collaboration and cooperation as in other jurisdictions in the quest for the protection of children who have been abducted from their parents. Collaboration is key with all of the other jurisdictions of contracting states who have enacted the international convention into their own laws.
That's Chair of the Family Law Council, Justice Cicely Chase. Another school has been affected by illness, this time the Gordon Walters Primary at St. Patrick's Christ Church. Following a report by the principal to the Ministry of Educational Transformation earlier this week and subsequent hospitalization of a student, the school was closed yesterday and emergency meetings held with various officials. The student, a 7-year-old boy, remains at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Educational Transformation, Gaynell Marshall, provided an update.
The Ministry of Educational Transformation, under the advice of the Ministry of Health and Wellness, made the decision to close the Gordon Walters Primary School out of caution for the health and safety of its staff and students. On the night of Monday, July 7th, MEDT was informed by the principal of Gordon Walters Primary School that a male student was warded at the ICU of the QEH. The Ministry of Health and Wellness can confirm that it is continuing its investigation of the symptoms and other circumstances surrounding the admission of the 7-year-old boy to the pediatric ward. As per protocols and best practices, the immediate contacts have been identified and are being appropriately managed.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Educational Transformation, Gaynell Marshall. The 23-year-old man shot yesterday at Long Bay, St. Philip, remains at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in stable condition, but residents of the area are concerned about the incident. While landscaping a property in the area, the man was shot by men on a motorcycle and later rushed to the QEH. Residents spoke to Starcom Network News.
The man was working and the man got to carry there, but I don't know what happened to these people. People go can't sell some ackies or go and sell some breadfruits. People are with this violent thing. I don't know what these people. These people like the one dead. I don't know what happened to them. But we can tell the youths of today, go look for some work and keep out the way.
I be a cut and hear that all my brothers get shot and it hurt me. To be honest, this government is gonna stop trying to look for money. They're too short over here. Look for sale dough. Look for money over here. That's the key. Make sure yourself good and family and things good. Sorry, violence.
Residents of Long Bay Development, St. Philip. Caribbean Development Bank President Daniel Best is urging parents and guardians to truly listen to their children before the outside world becomes their only source of validation. Delivering the featured address at the St. Giles Primary School graduation, he encouraged families to build strong communication and trust.
I really want to encourage you to listen to them. Listen to them, but guide themselves, but listen to them. At the end of a long day, your ear is often what they need the most. Listening creates trust, and trust opens doors to their dreams and their fears. And I know I'll be busy, but a lot of times they just need you to hear from them, especially in this world we're living in now, which is vastly different from the one 42 years ago when they were sitting down there. If you don't listen to them, somebody out there willing to listen to them. If you don't give them that advice, somebody out there willing to give them advice.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best. And finally, all Caribbean territories are being urged to strengthen both their police departments and their legislative frameworks with a level of haste. On the final day of the 49th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, Chairman Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness again pointed to the emergence of serious gang activity across the region and spoke to the issue in his closing remarks last night.
We have to restructure our society. We have to restructure our police force to deal with this. We have to retrain them. We have to train their doctrine. We have to give them the right equipment. We have to give them the intelligence capability. We have to look at our legislative framework. We have to look at the judicial prudence that is employed to deal with this, because that's the nature of the problem. We have to also consider it an emergency, because if it is left unattended, then you see the ultimate result of that, which is a state being threatened to be overtaken by gangs, which is Haiti.
CARICOM Chairman, Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Recapping the headlines. Barbadians in the United States and those traveling there advised not to panic regarding new policy directives. Another school closed and one student currently hospitalized. Residents of Long Bay, St. Philip speak out following yesterday's shooting, and the new CARICOM chairman calls for more support for local or regional police. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.